This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is working with a strategic plan to strengthen the economy. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the government has adopted a policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung stresses reforming the existing work style to expedite development activities. And Israel bans UN aid agency UNRWA from operating in Israel. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is working with strategic plans to strengthen the economy of the country. Receiving a 40-page concept paper from Federation of Nepal Industry and Businessmen at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister called on the industrialists to contribute actively to enhance production and productivity. Meanwhile, the business community urged the Prime Minister to address key issues impacting the private sector to support economic growth. The concept paper, based on discussions organized by the Federation on August 23rd, highlights challenges facing the private sector in the country. The meeting of the National Security Council, presided over by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Council, K.P. Sharma Oli, reviewed the international, regional and national security situations. The review meeting dwelt on the conflict surged in the Middle East and its effects on national security, challenges, safety of the people in the region and future strategy. Member Secretary of the Council, Rameshwar Dangal, informed that the meeting dwelt on challenges to be faced in national security in the wake of international conflicts. The government has sought suggestions and feedback on the draft of a procedure made for nominating chairpersons and the members to the Commission on Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The selection procedure 2081 Bikram Sambat was prepared to pick the chairpersons and the members of the two transitional justice bodies as per the decision of the recommendation committee made on October 27th. 48 hours have been allocated to furnish the suggestions and respond to the draft. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has claimed that the government has adopted the policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Addressing the meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the government is making laws and bills firmly to eradicate corruption. Minister Lekhak said the investigations on corruption cases would be carried out against all involved based on evidence. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has directed the ministry's officials and line agencies to increase their capital expenditure and reduce the volume of errors. At a review meeting of the ministry's first quarter of the current fiscal year and Ministerial Development Action Committee yesterday, Minister Gurung said that failure to cross the capital expenditure from 50% is not satisfactory. On the occasion, Minister Gurung also suggested the officials mend their work style and asked everyone to ensure transparency. As said in the meeting, 21 of the total 34 milestones set by the ministry have been completed in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. Likewise, Ministry's Secretary Radhika Aryal said there was no alternative to increasing the capital expenditure and expressed satisfaction with the better progress in achieving milestones. Similarly, Radio Nepal has been announced as the best among the subordinate bodies of the Communication Ministry in terms of work execution. Minister for Forest and Environment Oin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri is addressing the 16th Conference of the Parties on Biological Diversity, COP16, in Colombia. Minister Shahi is scheduled to participate in high-level meetings focused on two key sessions, Nature and Peace and Biodiversity and Finance, on Monday and Tuesday. He is scheduled to return home on November 2nd. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Amar Dhoj Lama, has affirmed that Radio Nepal will continue leading efforts to promote Nepali music. Speaking at an event held in Radio Nepal's music production room in Singhadarbar to celebrate the performance of festive tunes and music on the occasion of the upcoming Tihar, Nepal Sambat and Chhat festivals, Executive Director Lama announced that Radio Nepal would produce and present tunes and music of all Nepali festivals to ensure ownership and participation of all communities, highlighting plans to expand Radio Nepal's broadcasting range to meet listeners' interest. Director Lama also shared that Radio Nepal would preserve older Nepali songs through digital archiving. The All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, ANFA, has temporarily suspended the sale of tickets for the final match of the SAF Women's Championship Football. The final match between the host Nepal and Bangladesh is scheduled to be held at Dasharath Stadium in Tripurasur tomorrow evening. According to ANFA, the sale of tickets for the final match has been postponed until further notice. In a press statement yesterday, ANFA has also appealed all concerned to not purchase tickets for the final until further notice on the matter. Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury has pledged to incorporate issues concerning non-resident Nepalese NRNs in the upcoming youth policy. In his address to the session on empowerment of Nepali diaspora for nation building held during the ongoing NRNA AGM and Global Conflict 2024, Minister Chowdhury said the draft of the policy was likely to be endorsed by the Council of Ministers soon and the NRNs issues could be paid heed accordingly. Now it's time for some international updates. Israel's parliament has voted to pass legislation banning the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, from operating within Israel and Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem within 3 months. Contact between UNRWA employees and the Israeli officials will also be banned, severely limiting the agency's ability to operate in Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Countries, including the US, the UK and Germany, have expressed a serious concern about the move. Israel says UNRWA staff have colluded with Hamas in Gaza and claimed 19 UNRWA workers took part in the Hamas attacks of 7th October 2023. UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, has for decades provided a range of services and support, including healthcare and education, to millions of Palestinians in Gaza. About 2.5 million Palestinians are registered with UNRWA in Israeli-occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 42,710 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to its October 7 attack on Israel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in Koshi province and hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that there is an influence of westerly wind across the country and along with the partial influence of local winds in the hilly regions of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 28.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is working with strategic plans to strengthen the economy. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the government has adopted a policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung stresses reforming the existing work style to expedite development activities. And Israel bans UN aid agency UNRWA from operating in Israel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.